Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Lincoln. Plus, get an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
Hey, welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, second semester beginning for our area wrestling and basketball teams. We're on the Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats, joined by Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Trojan Wrestling Program. Coach, since we talked last, you guys had some duels and finished out the dual portion of your schedule as far as the first half of the season, the first semester, I should say, with three wins. You won over Republic County on that final Tuesday and then took wins over Stafford and Lincoln at the Stafford double duels there Thursday, the 17th of December. What do you feel about those final tune-ups before the second semester begins for your team?
Well, it's a good way for us to end that first part of our season. Our kids matched up well with Republic County and with Lincoln and with Stafford, and I think we came away from those duels in that last week feeling pretty good about ourselves, and it's been great to watch our kids progress through the first part of our season here, and I think we went into break, you know, feeling good about things, and everybody had a little success there, so it was good.
Coming up in our second segment, we'll talk about the competition that you guys have coming up here to start the second semester. But kind of over the break, what were some of the things that you saw from the group? What do you do as a coach during that time off as you get prepared for the second semester?
Well, we just try to maintain our conditioning. That's the biggest thing. And kids in that practice room, we practiced all last week and working on fundamentals still kids worked hard all week, and that was great to see. And we always talk about this second part of our season now is the heart of our season. We have tough competition every Saturday. We go every Saturday now with tournament action, and we need to get our kids ready for that. And we just really been working hard on some live wrestling and getting into shape and ready for that tough competition coming up.
Talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll again go over what's coming up to start the second semester for Beloit here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming, higher yields, and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area crop production services location offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center, and get growing.
And Dusty Donis back with you on KD Country 94 with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you open out second semester portion of your schedule with a duel against Russell coming up on Thursday night at home, and then you'll have JV at Concordia on Friday, and then the Norton tournament coming up on Saturday. That Norton one's always one of the tough ones out west. As you kind of look at your team and see these next three competitions, what are you expecting to see at each one of them?
Well, as you said, we really start out with a busy first week. I think it's going to be a very tough duel against Russell. Russell has some very, very good kids in their lineup, and I'm not sure how we're going to match up with them. So, you know, we look for a close duel, and we're excited to be home again for a duel. So we're looking forward to that duel, a late duel on Thursday at home with Russell. And then Friday we take our JV kids, and we'll take quite a few kids. I imagine we'll have 10 or 12 kids to Concordia, and have them compete at the JV level there and a JV tournament, and that's really good for those kids to get some matches in. Some of those kids haven't had a whole lot of competition yet this season, and we're trying to get those kids some matches. And then, as you said, we travel to Norton on Saturday, and again, as you said, the competition there is fierce. You put 14, 15 teams together, and Western Kansas teams, some big-time schools in there. Garden City will be there, Scott City and Norton. And you throw those teams and all the rest of the other Western Kansas teams in there and a few teams from Nebraska. And it really makes a great tournament. It's going to be a lot of kids that we haven't seen yet this year, and everyone will be tested, that's for sure. And we'll probably just take 7 or 8 kids to this tournament as the other younger and inexperienced kids will be wrestling at the JV in Concordia on Friday. But we were looking forward to it. Some of our kids need that kind of competition, and we're going to have them ready for it.
Andy Nemchak, head coach of the Beloit Trojans here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for the time, and good luck as you open out the second semester this week.
All right, thank you, Dustin.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. Higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area Crop Production Services location offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center, and get growing.
It's time now for an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling with Sports Director Dusty Dinas.
Hi, welcome back into Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're now with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling team. Coach, you competed at the Lincoln-Ellsworth Round Robin there in Lincoln to conclude the first semester portion of your schedule, and really had a pretty nice showing. You finished third place as a team. Lance Hall finished first at 132. Spencer Heiss at 138 was a first-place finisher, and some second-place finishes as well for your team at 145 with Quentin Morris, and 182 with Roxton Brown, and 195 with Derek Negley. So overall, a nice finish for your team there at Lincoln there to finish off the first semester. What were your overall thoughts of the way the kids wrestled in that one?
Yeah, Lincoln, it was a good way to end before break. Kind of wrestled some Hayes kids. Hayes brought, in a bigger school. That's kind of nice to see what we're competing against there. And then Chapman, being a 4A school, they had some pretty tough kids. And I thought we competed real well. And you mentioned Lance Hall getting first. That was probably, he's probably the highlight of the tournament for our team. Lance came back and beat a kid that he'd lost to from Ellsworth. Mm-hmm. A couple calls and there were kind of questionable. I don't know what the referee. I think we got lucky on that one on a couple mm-hmm. of them, but also I'm not taking away from Lance. Lance wrestled well, and you know, his opponent was a tough kid too, and we'll see him again this weekend. But really all the kids wrestled well, and like I said, we lose to Hayes and Chapman, 5-4A schools, and so can't be too disappointed. And everyone wrestled the best they could.
You know, you have a little time off there between the first and second semesters. As a coach, what do you do with your kids during that time as you prepare for the second semester?
Yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't ask that, but we didn't probably have the greatest practices. It's good, I guess, kind of get away from each other for a little bit. That's what's a little tougher. It's not like you just throw a ball out there, just baskets or whatever, and kind of do your own thing. But we didn't have the greatest practices. Had some kids gone and different things, but we got through it, I guess. It's like I say, probably the break part did us, hopefully it'll do us good. We're going to find out. Like I say, when we come back this weekend with Stockton and the Stockton tournament and the Ellsworth tournament, we're going to see, where we're at. But, you know, we try to do some fun things, make it a little more interesting, I guess you'd say, and play a few different games for those that do show up and try not to be as serious, but at the same time, we still got to take some steps forward. And I'm not real sure we did that over our break.
We're talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. We'll dive in a little bit more to Stockton and Ellsworth coming up in our next portion of this interview after this break on Katy Country 94.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Catlin's Friendly Apple Market, Betker Supply, Brush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today.
Back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, we're still with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Wrestling team. Coach, again, Stockton Round Robin coming up for your team on Friday and then the Ellsworth Invitational on Saturday. When you look at these two tournaments, starting with Stockton, what do you expect to see in that Round Robin there Friday night?
Yeah, they're going to set up as duels, so that'll be kind of nice. We don't do too many duels anymore, so it's kind of a neat atmosphere, I guess, as far as that goes, just heading up, you know, against each team. And it will match up pretty good against Trigo will be there in Hill City. Stockton will match up a few and there, but it's way, it's kind of neat to do the old dual style. So that's kind of fun. And awesome. There'll be some good matches. And then, the next day, Ellsworth, we go there, and that'll be a tough one. With we see some competition there. It's going to be at our regional tournament, so that's going to take some seeding when we get to the regional tournament at Beloit. I told the kids we're getting to the point now where these seeds and these matches are going to be important as we get through this tournament. And Boysenkin, we haven't seen them yet this year. Larned's another team we haven't seen. Heston. So there's a few new ones that we have not seen, and there's some that we have seen a couple times now. And like I say, hopefully we stay on the ones we've seen and at least get a chance to get back even.
Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team here on our Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. We thank you again, Coach, for being with us this week, and good luck with your events in Stockton and Ellsworth coming up this weekend.
Thank you, Dusty.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport. We continue with our Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Redmond head coach Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement in Smith Center.
Welcome back into Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94, joined now by Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Since we last talked, you competed at the Mid-Continent League Round Robin there toward the end of the first semester, or your final activity of the first semester, and you finished second place as a team there, just to Norton, who finished first, and had four guys that finished first place overall, and David Heilman at 126, Colton Hutchinson at 132, Caden Meitler at 170, and Avery Hawkins at 195. Overall, I guess, what were your thoughts of the way your team finished out that first semester portion of the schedule there in Ellis that Friday?
Yeah, it was a great, it was a great time to step up and have some new blood, win some tournament action for us. And it was a good closure to the 2015 wrestling season, I thought. I think our kids competed really well, and we know we got a long ways to go still, and then that's kind of what we've been practicing for, because we just try to get ready for a regional and state tournament at this particular time now.
You talk about practicing and getting yourself ready there. What are some of the things that you focus on as a coach over this break that you've had as you get prepared for the second semester?
Well, you got more time, and the kids actually like coming to practice without having to go to school, so mm-hmm. You got a little bit more time with them if you want it. You don't need to drag out practice at this particular time, I don't think. But it's just a lot more drilling time. We try to go and do a little hardcore drilling. We try to, take our live wrestling down at this particular time in the season and focus more on drilling. And so we do a lot of top, we do a lot of bottom, and we spend a big majority of our time on our feet. So that's kind of what we've been focusing on here the last week, and we'll see if it helps us out come Saturday.
We're talking with Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll talk about what's coming up Saturday for Smith Center. They'll be at Norton. We'll preview that one after this break on Katie Country 94.
Higher standards don't need to carry a higher price. That's the philosophy behind Landmark Implement Used Tractor Sales. You'll find a wide selection of brands and models within our used tractor inventory. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Right now, on all used tractors, take advantage of special financing only offered for a limited time. Visit LandmarkTractors.com to see our complete inventory, or visit your local Landmark location today and experience the Landmark difference.
Back in our Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94, we're still with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Again, Coach, you'll have Norton coming up on Saturday. This is a tournament that's always tough. You get a lot of Western Kansas schools out there that you normally see, but always a good tournament to go to in the past. So what are your thoughts about this year's Norton Invitational coming up on Saturday?
Well, it seems like Coach Johnson there at Norton and the administration there keeps making this tournament just a little bit tougher and a little bit tougher and a little bit tougher. They've added a few teams. This year they got Manhattan coming in, and a couple years ago they added Garden City. And then, you have all the other teams that have always been in there, such as Beloit and Atwood and Cimarron. I guess they added them a couple years ago. And then you got Cozad, Nebraska, who's always got, six or seven tough, real tough wrestlers. You got Hawks, who's coming back You got Marion now that's in there again, way out east, and then you got McCook, Nebraska, and Oakley, and Scott City, and St. Francis, and Tribune's always got a few good wrestlers, Ulysses. All those teams, you know, have somebody, so it's going to make it really interesting to see how this tournament actually plays out this year.
Do you know at all at this point of the season how your kids match up with some of those wrestlers, or is it just kind of a trial and error basis here once you get going here in the second semester?
I know. I mean, I think sure. Most coaches probably do know, but when you get to the seed meeting, there's certain maybe common opponents that have, you know, that we've seen or they've seen or somebody else has seen that always plays a role in that. But, you know, you pretty much know where you stand, and then you just got to step out on the mat if you're a kid and student-athlete, and you just got to perform at this particular time in the season.
Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for the time this week, and good luck out at Norton Saturday.
You bet. Thank you.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
After another long season, your hardworking John Deere equipment like yourself deserves a little TLC. That's why Landmark Implement's service department is offering our winter service program. Landmark's winter service inspections help keep you in the field when you need to be there, avoiding costly downtime. Winter also is a great time to perform software updates for your ag management solutions, keeping your John Deere equipment running in optimal condition. These inspections are for other colors of equipment as well. Please talk to your Landmark service manager for details.
We wrap up our weekly Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Head Coach John Gardner. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln, and by the Bank of Tescott.
And welcome back into Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. We're with the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Program, John Gardner, and pleased to be joined by Coach Gardner again here in the second semester, getting ready to get underway for you, Coach. But let's take a look back at what happened as you ended the first semester. A couple tough duels there with Russell and Beloit, two schools that are much bigger than you and have more wrestlers out, obviously, and probably more experience than you did, and fell in those. And then you had your Lincoln round robin, where, again, your team points aren't always going to be where you want them to be, but a couple nice finishes for you with Sam Hill at 106 in third place, and also Jonathan Herring at 120 finished in third. So just overall, what were your thoughts about the way the team ended that first semester going into the break?
Well, like you had said, we do have a young team. We only have one senior, two juniors, and the rest of them are freshmen, sophomore. Sam has a lot of federation experience. He's a tough little wrestler. We did wrestle him up with a 113-pounder from Russell, who is a top-quality wrestler. And Sam got beat down at the duel with the boy. And, of course, you know, when you have 25, 30 kids, and it's pretty hard to compete with them when you only have eight total, you know, nine total kids. And but they do give you everything they have, and that's all I can ask of them, you know. So I'm really proud of their efforts. They don't back down from anybody. When you get beat by a quality opponent, and you have to shake their hand, and that's part of life for us. So they did their very best, and that's all I'm going to ask of them.
And we're talking with John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards. We'll take a time out here on our Locker Room Chats, and when we come back, we'll go over what's up next for Lincoln in high school wrestling after this break on Katy Country 94.
Check out these great businesses in Lincoln, Kansas today.
S&S Auto Body, offering excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub, open Thursday through Saturday nights. Biggie Biggs is the place to go for delicious stone-baked pizza, Justin's famous cheese sticks, and ice-cold beer on tap.
Post Rock Motel, under new owners. Stay the night at Post Rock Motel when you're making your way across the state on Highway 18 or cruising down Highway 14.
These great businesses and more, all in Lincoln.
At the Bank of Teskit, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbeger, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Teskit in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Teskit. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. We're still with John Gardner, head coach of the Lincoln wrestling team. Coach, you have two events coming up this week. Good chance for your JV kids coming up on Friday at Concordia to get some time on the mat. And then on Saturday, you'll be at the Ellsworth tournament. When you look at these two tournaments for your team, what are your thoughts on the group and what your chances can be with those two?
Well, as I tell my boys and girls, the JV tournament is not put down by any means. We have larger schools that go up to Concordia tournament up there, and because their kids are on JV does not mean that they are not good quality wrestlers. They just cannot beat the top-notch kid on their team, and they will be tough. It's a tough little tournament up there. They have to go in there with their A game like they do any other tournament. It's no different. Expect some really tough matches, and hopefully they get them. And then on Saturday we're going to Ellsworth, which is always a tough tournament. Of course, Ellsworth, a tough team. They got a really good coach there. Boisington, third ranked team. Everybody knows how well their coach does. Hill City, some top quality teams. It's going to be a tough tournament. But as I tell my kids, you can't get any better unless you wrestle better kids, and that's what we're going to be doing. Just give us everything you have, and we'll go from there, and it tells you where you need to be working and where you're doing all right. So that's usually a pretty good indicator. Things will not get any easier as the season goes on. Keeps taking a step up. So this is just another step for us.
John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for your time this week, and good luck as you open out the second semester here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your call very much.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by S&S Auto Body and Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln and the Bank of Teskit.
At the Bank of Teskit, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbeger, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Teskit in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Teskit. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When an accident happens and you need a lift, don't waste time on who to call.
Call us at S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, your local tow and recovery specialist.
S&S offers excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Don't waste time. If you need help and it's vehicle related, give us a call.
That's S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, 524-4641 or 658-5371 for 24-hour service.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.